The following is a presentation of ComedyVoices.com.
It's your boy Laughing Vlad, fresh from Hawaii, man. I got my little floral arrangement on. Damian Lemon's coming in from Copenhagen, and Ali's coming from Bakersfield, working with Gregory Porter. Stay tuned.
You need something to get you through the workday? Well, good.
Because we've got a place for that.
Check out ComedyVoices.com for the comedy podcasts that'll turn your daily grind into a marathon of laughs. Stand Up Labs and UCB Comedy lead the way.
With an array of shows that'll fill all your comedy needs.
It's ComedyVoices.com, powered by digital media.
Coming to you from the top of the Stand Up New York Comedy Club, this is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by ComedyVoices.com. Find your voice.
Time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon, crazy's Dominican, you know, Vladimir Camayo, my cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, we are in the building. We are back. It is In the Conversation. This is Damian Lemon. On my right hand side, I got
El Capitán, el Alcalde, el Profesor, el todo eso, Vladimir Camaño.
It gets ridiculous every week, but he's in the building. On my left hand side, I got.
Now you got Ali Muhammad
Guru.
In the conversation.
Wow.
Guru, man. Guru.
Wow.
Guru.
Wow. We got all three in the building again.
Yes, sir.
Man,
the triumphant.
To make it happen.
Yeah.
No doubt.
We had to pull some strings.
We had to pull a lot of strings.
A whole lot of people.
Had to call your people to get my people.
Yeah. A lot of people.
Your people had to call my people to get your people.
But it's good to see the people. It's good to be at the triangle offense is here.
The people are
no
here.
Doubt.
The
no
people
doubt.
Are in the building, and the people want to hear from the people,
the
man.
The people definitely want to hear from the people.
So much to talk
about. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Before we get to the conversation, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got this new system of tracking our analytics and seeing who's listening and all that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? When you check into the shit, you really get to see where the people are coming from.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Where they're listening. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty exciting to actually see, you know what I'm saying, where the people coming from.
You want to shout out some regions?
Yeah, we definitely want to shout out. Definitely NYC, LA is in the building.
Okay.
Philly is strong. DC is strong.
Sri Lanka?
You know what I'm saying? No. I mean, we got a small international
little
audience.
People's small. In Copenhagen's out there?
I didn't really see that. But I definitely see Atlanta.
Okay.
Some Florida. They just gave Florida as a whole region, but that's a big region. But
that's a big ass region.
You know, that's probably my people listening, my cousins and them.
That's the whole Florida. That's my folks out there.
You know what I'm saying?
I know we had some people from Minnesota that fuck with it.
Yeah,
so,
no doubt. So, you know, I just wanted to give a big shout out before we got started to, you know, all the people out there.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? The reason why we're here.
There you go. How about that?
We appreciate you.
And those that haven't, how about right now you take that minute to subscribe?
No doubt. Subscribe.
You know what I'm saying? Subscribe and rate.
Right. Tell a friend to.
We heavy in the podcast game.
We out here, man. We competing. We are competing, man. But it's been a minute. We all back. I feel like we all got some shit to talk about because we all been out in the world experiencing shit. I know, Vlad, you been globetrotting.
So have you, dude. I want to get into your stuff too, man.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it. Well,
where you want to start?
Wherever. Start with you. What you been doing? Talk
to
the
people. I just got back from Hawaii.
Okay.
I was out there shooting for Adam Devine's Party House on Comedy Central.
Oh, shit.
No doubt.
Adam's a workhorse, good dude. Dude is a dude that just gets it in. And we were out there for, he was out there for 10 days. I was out there for 4 days.
What was that weather like?
Oh, man. Weather was beautiful, dude. Like, just no kind of, you know, that dry. No, it's like just like a comfortable.
Just a good old.
Good old 75.
Like a bath.
Oh, beautiful, dude.
That's beautiful.
And then
did they hit you with the lay when you got off the air?
I got the lay.
Okay, I was wondering if that's they still
lay,
do that.
And the girl that came gave me the lay, gave me a little kiss in the cheek.
Ooh.
And then she did it to somebody else, and I was like, oh, I guess I ain't special. You think you special for a second. Like, oh, I got a little.
You weren't going to do nothing, though.
You know.
she probably caught that shot energy.
Oh, man.
He ain't about it.
I got that shot life. That's funny. That's actually pretty funny.
Shot life.
That's actually pretty funny. I'm sorry, guys.
Come on now. That might be her. Might be old Hawaiian
while
Sophie.
We tripping.
Hollering.
So I got.
Oh, shit.
Well, you ain't gonna do that's funny. So she gave the kiss to everybody else, and I was like, man. And then the hotel was beautiful, dude. Stayed at a nice little Turtle Bay
resort. Oh, the Turtle Bay. That's like that game show resort. They go Turtle Bay Resort.
Look under your seats.
Yeah.
You are the winner.
I'm a ding-a-ling-ding.
Not in this case.
No. So, go ahead.
Resort was excellent, dude.
Yeah.
I had a view of the beach right from my window. And I swear to you, dude, the first night I opened up my doors, let the waves hit the beach.
Yeah.
And I knocked out in a way that I've never knocked out.
Yeah.
In years, man.
No urban soundscapes.
You know, typically I'm very accustomed to, you know, dogs barking and shootouts and all that, but that beach on that sand.
Put you down.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
It's like a tranquilizer dart.
That's what's
up. No doubt.
You jumped in the water. You did all that.
I got a little in the water. I did a helicopter tour.
Yeah, I saw that.
Helicopter tour was bananas, man. Took you around the whole island. We couldn't go to a certain part of the island because Obama was in town.
Okay.
Oh wow.
And when he's in town, they lock out a certain piece of the island.
Ain't that a bitch? Mm-hmm. That's up.
That's hometown.
And he was probably on vacation, right? That's his vacation.
Christmas holidays. Yeah, he goes.
Wow.
Hometown hero.
That's slick. Oh, right. Well, he is from out there.
Locks a part of the island down. You know, ain't nothing.
Ain't that nothing. That's Obama Island.
You know what I mean?
That's what's up.
I did get a quick glimpse of Air Force One, though. I saw the plane.
Flying in?
At the tarmac.
Oh, wow.
The helicopter flew, like, right around the tarmac. Uh-huh. You can see the Pearl Harbor, and you can see the Air Force One.
I see you put a lot of videos up. You should put some of them on that in the conversation page.
Yeah, I got to talk to Ali about the Snapchat. You got to show me how to walk through that.
Dion,
yeah.
Not too.
I'll, yeah. Sometimes. Sporadically. Yeah. I snap in.
These more a creeper, though. I think these more a creeper, though.
But he understand what's going on because he watch a lot.
A little bit.
I'll put him on the in the conversation page.
No doubt. That's
actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
But no, Ali, I had my camera. I got a little GH3 Panasonic.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'd be proud of me.
No doubt.
I got my little tripod.
No doubt.
I try to set up, you know, some B-roll shots, little side shot.
Man, get it in, man. Get it in.
I have my little Final Cut Pro. I know you probably use Adobe or whatever.
I use Adobe.
Yeah. But I was trying, Ali.
Nah,
you were doing it.
You were doing it.
I put my little music in there.
As long as people could see that shit, you in the game.
Absolutely. They don't know all the behind the scenes shit.
Nobody don't care nothing about that shit.
Nobody know what tripod you
had.
It was fun. It was fun, dude. But I find that if you shoot, you just shoot and then you edit later. I just shot and then edit later. I'll shoot whatever I got now and then I'll put it up later somehow.
That's what's up.
No doubt.
Who else was on the show with you?
With me, it was Jack Knight.
Mm-hmm.
And Brendan, my boy Brendan. God, what's his last name? I keep forgetting his last name.
Where's he from?
Brendan's from LA. We all had fun. We were out there together. And then we shot the show. We did a stand-up and his acting sketch piece with Adam. I think it's in air like in March.
All right.
And we had a good time. We got to act. We got to shoot a stand-up piece. So you get that for the real.
Mm-hmm.
The showrunner was dope. Mm-hmm. Homeboy Scotty Landis.
Okay.
If he's in New York, we'll definitely try to.
All right. Shout out to
Scotty Landis, real good dude, very nice. And Hawaii was excellent, dude. It's expensive as hell, though, D.
Yeah,
it's expensive, man.
What they use? Regular dollars, right?
Regular dollars.
Okay. It's the U.S.
state.
Yeah. Okay. Right. True. Indeed. My bad. Hey.
What they got? Rubles. They got rubles.
Sorry. Sometimes you know.
What kind of shillings they use out there?
Sometimes
for the geographic.
So they charging you up? Huh?
$22 for a hamburger.
Wow. Why? Because they got to import the
resort?
Beef.
Well,
at the resort or at the local hamburger spot?
At the resort.
Oh, that's resort.
You're gonna get hit.
Yeah, they got
resort,
me, man.
Anywhere.
And I was working. You know, I was working. So like,
you could charge that to the game.
Yeah,
it is charged to the game.
So they ain't even got to complain about that.
The game is definitely charged.
It is charged to the game. Let's be clear.
You know what I'm saying?
I had to call the game and be like, game. About to charge this to you. Are we straight?
You know what I'm
saying? Thank you.
Ain't no need to even complain about so prices funny. When you charge it to the game.
No. How come it's not a credit card? American Express should have a card like the new Amex, the game.
That's what it is when you get it from the corporation.
Oh yeah,
but they should call it that though. That'd be great.
Amex don't play no fucking.
They don't play no games. Amex is about have my money at the end of 30 days.
Pay your statement balance.
You know what I'm
okay?
saying? They not playing no games.
Ain't no grace period.
Did you eat any of the poi out there? I hear that's like a big thing out there, or spam.
Nah, didn't have the spam. Didn't have
spam.
The poi.
Spam is huge out in Hawaii for whatever reason.
Going to Hawaii to eat fucking
you
spam.
You never know how they fix it up. Who knows, man? Don't turn your nose up at the Smith's Amps. They might do something.
I don't eat
different.
The swine anyway, but even if if I did,
is
I'm
it
not
real
going
swine,
to Hawaii.
Though? I don't even think
it
it's real
swine.
It
might not even be real meat.
Yeah, I think it might be synthetic ham.
I got diarrhea one time from eating spam.
All right.
No, it's quick. My mother, we cook it up in the house.
I like they said, but we're going to stay on this diarrhea.
We're going to go ahead and
dude, I never ate spam since, dude. That's about seven. I never ate it since. I never touched experience it?
I've had it a couple times. I just was thrown off by the whole, I don't like, you know, I like the little key opening thing, but I'm not into like just, meat needs to be in a refrigerated situation for it to really count as
meat. You
want to
see it.
Yeah, same thing as like milk. Like I don't like milk that's like just on the shelf.
In the can?
The canned milk, or even now they got the carton milk. Like, right. You know how they got the little almond milk that just stay over there in the dry goods.
Real dairy.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't respect it. It's real dairy. I can't fuck with it. If it's not refrigerated, I can't really.
So the expiration date is not within this month.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
But they done changed the game with the milk, man.
What you mean?
Milk wouldn't last but about 3-4 days back in the day.
Yeah, now they like a month.
Yeah, that shit lasts all motherfucking month. Yeah. Not that it lasts that long in my house, but
my homegirl,
I trip out off that shit.
My homegirl swears by the fact that organic milk lasts longer. That's what she said.
Well, organic milk definitely has that like month-long piece on it. They needs to last long because they definitely charge you a little bit more. It's about $6 a half a gallon.
No.
Shout out
to hilarious.
Yeah, man.
That's a feature.
Yeah. But that sounds cool,
but
man.
It was dope, man. So I had, the sushi was great. The seafood out there is excellent.
Yeah.
Got a little massage while I was out there. Went to a little spa. You know, I'm into massages, regular massages. I don't know what the listeners are thinking out there.
But the listeners already know what kind of massage you like.
Okay. Yeah. I like regular back rub, and then keep it there.
You had a man masseuse or a lady masseuse?
No, Michelle. Shout out to Michelle. She did a great job. She put the little
shout out to Michelle.
Put the little arsenic oil.
You know her name?
Not arsenic, but it's a poison
oil. Yeah, damn.
I'm sorry, that's poison.
Surprise you here.
Don't worry, but if you don't know the oil, don't know the oil.
It was some fancy oil, Aragon, Aragon,
argan oil.
But when she put it on my traps, yeah, it was so cool.
What the fuck is a trap?
Oh, right here, the top of your like the neck area. Right,
the trapezoid.
The trapezoid. It was so cool, Ali.
How she look?
Oh, she was looking. She was like definitely had the nice little Hawaiian tan going.
Yeah, see, uh-huh. he liked Michelle.
Uh-huh. Michelle was nice. Michelle,
yeah, you ain't know that masseuse in Canada name.
Nope.
Nah, and then what I like about Michelle was like, I love the whisper that masseuses give you.
As yeah.
How's the pressure?
Yeah.
And you half asleep, so you go, it's quite fine.
Yeah, right. Half
fell
asleep
in love.
My ass.
And then she said,
half hard.
It's so great. It's so great. I love it.
Dude. Hell yeah.
Now, did she hit you with the, did you want a happy ending?
She did not, because we basically, the way the resort is set up, you're literally like on the beach.
Mm-hmm. So it's in front of millions.
Yeah, but if Michelle would have hit you with that.
With the line?
With the line.
Well, number one is I would have been like, nah, Michelle, I'm quite all right. That's the first thing.
You would have fell out of love?
I would have been like, I'm okay. You know, I just, it's not, you know, it's not my thing.
Would you have fallen out of love with Michelle?
Nah, because at the end of the day, and I wouldn't have. I mean, it's a job, you know. She has to do what she got to do. I don't know. Michelle's probably listening. Like, I don't do that.
See, you got a bias going on.
You're making me uncomfortable.
Because in Canada, you definitely was like, hell no, fucking call the police.
Well, either way, no. The answer's no.
No, well, I get that.
I
get that. I understand that. But you had a different little bias towards Michelle. That's
Michelle
all.
Was great. Though, Michelle. And then she says to me, I love. It. She always has a little before she says, which is I love it.
She knows she don't. Michelle.
If you need more pressure, just tap the table.
I bet you got a number. Wow. I bet you got a number.
Number.
He got a number.
He got the number.
He got a card.
I gave a nice little tip. Gave a nice little tip.
There you go. Michelle did what she was supposed to do.
And you can't charge tips to the game.
You can.
You can't.
But the game don't do tips.
The game don't take tips.
You serious?
Not a game.
You gave tip.
I gave a tip based on the game.
Or out your pocket.
Out my pocket.
Yeah, you ain't.
No, the room. The room.
Okay.
It was a room.
Okay. You might have got that off.
That man got nervous for a second. Like, wait a minute.
You were generous with the game tip.
I was definitely, yeah. The game tip well.
That is hilarious.
The game tips well. But yeah, long story short, we had a great time. We taped a great set and then flew on Hawaiian Airlines, 10-hour flight.
Wow. That's a commitment.
So no Wi-Fi. So I was in there watching movies.
That's what's up. I don't like that airline Wi-Fi, no way.
First of all, I've never seen free air. Like, I've never had it. I've had the perception of free airline Wi-Fi until you get on. It's like, oh, no, this ain't free. You got to pay a couple dollars. Right. There's never. And then, I've never had any real airline Wi-Fi.
No, you can't stream shit. You can't fucking do any. All you could do is really check your email and look at your Facebook without pictures.
Basically, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like old school.
Yeah, they got you limited. But if you want to stream a movie, uh-huh. that should have come through.
As long but as you got pay. Of course. As long as you got
and
that
shit,
paper.
Boy, man, fuck that. I'll just chill out, read me a book, and take some notes. out down the air.
10 hours is a commitment.
That's hard, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, how many times you get up?
Twice.
Do a walk around?
Do a little walk around, do a little stretching.
You had double decker?
Nah, oh, not no. regular old big, but it was a big, it was big, it was like, you mm-hmm. know, 8 people per row. It was two, four, oh, yeah, two. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They still got the double deckers out.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been in a double decker. I think maybe one time, maybe.
Emirates Air and shit like not that I've been on one.
Emirates Air, just, they got showers on the airplane.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm taking a shower on the airplane.
I don't take a shower in New York Sports Club, let alone an airplane.
I had people who just was on a double decker, you know, it's like a 20-hour flight, you know, like shit, go to the lounge and. Kick it.
I guess you gotta do something. 20 hours. Shit.
A disco on that motherfucker.
That shit is crazy, man. What you been up to, man?
Man, I just got back from California myself. But I was I was a little bit north of LA in Bakersfield, California.
Right.
That shit was cold.
Yeah?
That shit was like 32 degrees.
I was in LA just prior to Hawaii. Yeah, it was cold, man. It was chilly.
I heard it's like they having a winter over there.
Definitely, yeah, I have
like,
my bubble on.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I didn't pack no cold shit. Yeah. I'm thinking I'm going to LA. Yeah, taking summer clothes.
You was out there shivering.
I'm taking summer clothes. I'm not that worst. Bitch in the desert freezing.
That's the worst. A good shiver on the job.
Yeah. We were shooting Gregory Porter for his.
You're like, we'll fix it in post. All the jittery camera work.
Nah. You know, I'm good on that. You know what I'm saying? I don't got no jitters. Get to that work.
Don't fuck up this paper.
I'm saying? Don't be.
Don't slow down these don't bags.
Insult the game. Insult the game.
It was chilly until we got to the work spot. You know, then it was nice and hot.
And you forget about all that.
You know
cold
what I mean?
Got
to get this paper.
I had to hit him with that fire.
You know what I mean?
How was it though?
Oh, it was dope, man. Because you know, Greg, he was my neighbor in Bed-Stuy, and his brother owned a coffee shop, and he used to make the soups every day, and he had some good ass soups.
Word, his soup game was on.
He was famous for the soups.
Really?
Yeah.
Real good soups?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because he made a soup. He didn't make a regular soup. He made a soup and made it real extra. It's kind of, it might be like a corn chowder soup, but then he'll make it black.
Like a little soul in there?
What you mean? What you mean? Like black with feeling or black with like aesthetically?
It'll be creamy, but then it'll be buttery. You know what I'm saying?
It's got flavor.
It got that flavor.
I thought you meant it was black like water.
Nah.
To keep it in terms of the genre, you mean he would add a little soul. A little soul to it, a little soul food.
Definitely had a little soul to it. So, you know what I'm saying? But it might be okra. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? But he just always have flavor.
Have you seen the neighborhood?
That's hilarious.
But he, you know what I'm saying? And everybody, we knew he sang, but we didn't know he was, you know what I'm saying? I never heard him.
Wow.
But then when he came out with his first album, it was like, yo, this motherfucker could really fucking sing.
What's his R&B?
He's jazz. He's a jazz vocalist.
Platinum.
He sold a million records of his last album.
Platinum.
This ain't no regular
Grammy award winning. You know what I'm saying? 2-time nominated, but he won the last one.
Question. Did you know all that information before you saw him sing?
No, he was nothing when I mean, he was not nothing.
He was something, man.
He was
a nobody.
I never heard him. He had never had anything out.
So
that
he
I
was
heard.
At that point. It was just it's like on the side for him.
That man.
No,
wasn't
it was
nothing but
it was what he came
soup.
To New York to do. You know what I'm saying? The soup was on the side. That was just, you know, his brother owned the shop. That was his contribution to the shop. But you know, when the first album came, you knew he was serious.
Wow,
it was like,
dope,
yo,
man.
This shit is crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then when he dropped the second one and he got nominated and for the Grammy, so he's just been, you know, climbing ever since.
That's insane, dog. What's his name, Greg?
Gregory Porter. And, you know, his international audience is crazy. Like, you know what I mean? So his voice is super smooth, like, you know what I'm saying, without trying. He don't do no extra shit. He just...
He's precise.
Who would you compare him to, like, voice, vocally? Like, who could you... You know what I'm saying?
I don't really have that type of knowledge.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But don't do it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
let's just keep going. You
know what I mean? I would say Sade, maybe. I don't know.
Nah. I've seen people compare to Nat King Cole and all that, but I don't have that kind of knowledge.
He got that classic vibe.
Yeah, he got a classic vibe.
That pristine with...
Yeah.
Sound like good money.
Yeah.
It definitely sound like good
aspirational.
Money.
Aspirational.
So, yeah, a lot of... So, you know, we've been shooting his stuff, you know what I'm saying, since he came out. You know what I mean? So now, his music videos.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. What, what kind of stuff? It's also like documentary stuff too, like documenting his journey or just?
Yeah, well, it's actually two documentaries that they're working on now that's coming out, but that's not us. But we've done the music videos. We shot a short documentary with him for the record 1960 What in Detroit. And then, you know, we followed him out to the Grammys the first time. The last album I did, the video that went along with the album. You know what I'm saying?
So, Lee, I got a quick question, though. So, for a guy like him, does he write the video and then you shoot it? Or does he pass it to you and say, Ali, hear the lyrics, you know, do something for me?
No. When it comes time for the videos and stuff, like, he had a song and then whoever's going to direct is coming up with the idea and shit like that. And then, you know, we take it from there.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. You said he's twice Grammy nominated. The second time he got that Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
You went with him on the first time. He didn't get that Grammy now. Right. How's that spirit after?
Hilarious.
You don't get that Grammy. How do we all keep it all positive?
Nah, but see, here's the thing. Like,
you know, you used to make soup.
nah.
See, long way from the ladle.
Long way from that okra.
The first time we went, it was kind of like, he was kind of like, he didn't really believe that it was really happening. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It was like, next to this person and that person.
He's just happy to be there.
He was like, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is real. So when it didn't happen, he lost to, what's her name? Esperanza.
Esperanza Spalding.
Yeah, she won it that year.
She's a beast, though.
Yeah, she won it that year.
Okay.
And so it was kind of like, you know, all right. You know, of course, dude, it was kind of like a little down, you know what I'm saying? Because I was at the show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So after the show, it was a little, you know, hushed tones.
You had to capture that, yeah.
Yeah, but.
A lot of coffee sipping.
But again.
Shit.
It was like, shit, man, I'm here. I'm up in this motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so, I'm in the building.
I'm
at your neck, Esperanza.
There's something to be said, though, to lose to someone of Esperanza, like, of that worth. Like, all right, okay, all right.
I guess.
You know.
Yeah, you know. But you might think, shit.
I know. Yeah,
you might think, shit.
Yeah,
shit.
She all
right.
She all right.
You know what I mean?
She regular.
She cool.
She regular.
So, boom, we came back, won it. But now it's like, this last album that won, you know what I'm saying, it's been going and going and going. In some things, in some countries, he's like a pop star.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what's up.
So there's certain places he go and he's like, yo, it's crazy. Like, I'm a pop star.
Bananas.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. So now it's, you know, maybe 5 years later, he moved his family back to where he came from, Bakersfield, California. You know what I'm saying? Got a nice spread. You know what I'm saying? And it's like real shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? You go out there and see the spread and see what's happening in the careers. Like, yo, this shit is actually fucking real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And seen them go from soup to nuts.
And you know what I'm saying? And that shit is always some good shit to see. You know what I'm saying? Especially when the person is still humble and still like, yo, sometimes I come in this backyard and I look. And I was like, damn, is that my fence way over there?
Yeah, like, look at that.
What the fuck happened?
Is it keeping me out or in? I don't know what this fence is.
Like, yo, this shit is fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's an interesting time.
You know what I'm saying?
So he lives in L.A.
In Bakersfield.
Bakersfield, right.
Well, that's where he's based. Well, you know, spent most of his time on the road.
That's what's up.
That's a great story, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome, man.
So where's he from originally? Where did he
Bakersfield,
come?
California.
Oh, he's from there. He came to New York.
Yeah, came to New York. And then, you know.
Came back a king.
You know, so like I said, we were shooting this content for the album. So, you know, part of the conversation is, you know, coming back to the inspiration, the original inspiration.
Right.
You know, like your roots. Like, you know, say you might go to the Bronx. Or,
right.
You know what I'm saying? You might go to Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Like when I touch down in Miami and the first thing I see is those big puffy clouds. And I just, that automatically takes me back to, damn. You know what I'm saying? All the shit that I'm doing, I used to be thinking about under these big puffy-ass clouds.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was an interesting conversation on touching that original soil.
So, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's what's up.
That's a great story, dude.
Yeah. And awesome. And to her credit, Esperanza Spalding did defeat Justin Bieber, Drake, and Mumford & Sons for Best New Artist back in the Grammy. So she's been...
She's a
beast.
That
might have been that same year.
Yeah.
She's a beast.
She's wrecked a few people's evenings.
Yeah, she wrecked shop.
Anyway, yeah. Well, that's good. That's good.
So, we did that, man. That was so funny, man.
The other Grammy party.
You know? But that's awesome.
I'm gonna check him out, Gregory Porter.
Yeah.
What's the new record name?
I don't even know if that's an official name yet, because he just turned it in.
Oh, he just put it in.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I would say it, but then I might be lying.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. But look up Gregory Porter, though.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot out there for you to see.
So. If he's ever in New York, man, let me love to chop it up. He sounds like he's an interesting cat.
No doubt.
Get him on the conversation.
Yeah, he sounds like a cool cat.
It's hard to get on that schedule.
Yeah, like. get him on that agenda.
It's like, it's funny when your friend be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get real busy and you know what I'm saying? It's like some, you know, D was like that too, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, come on.
Get real successful and shit. You can't get him on the phone sometimes.
Late text back, you know?
Vlad about to be like Vlad, that. With the show, you know what I'm saying?
I couldn't get in touch with
King
Vlad.
King Dominicano.
Supposedly his phone got fucked.
We'll talk about that.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
be like.
But also, Greg has a nice international following, and according to our statistics.
Yeah, we building out there.
We building. So if you got a friend overseas that understands English, you know what I'm saying?
Or español, si quiere hablar español, déjame saber.
There you go. Man.
Might have to put subtitles or some shit.
Oh, man. Speaking of the overseas, over yonder, abroad.
Well, you got two stories, I think. You got two.
Yeah, there was a couple places. Yeah, I went to the good Copenhagen.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's part two of our initial story where we talked about. I went to Copenhagen for a weekend, and if you listen to the last episode, there was a little brief concern that it could be some racism out there because Brooklyn conscious rapper Talib Kweli had been attacked out there and went to Instagram and said that he had been the victim of some Danish racism, and which was promptly disputed, I believe, on his same Instagram page. Story goes he was in Christiana, which is like a little offshoot, kind of like an Amsterdam type of thing. And you go there, it's strict signs posted that say no photos. Also, do not run because it will alarm people because it's some shifty shit going on over there. Or at least it looks like it. So now I was on high alert regarding racism. So as soon as I touch down, I go to the currency exchange.
On the flight over there, were you working on your code switching?
No. If you're looking for the racism, you're definitely not going to code switch. You're going to let them fit it.
I don't even know what code switching is when you talk like a white guy.
When you switch, depending on your situation. Yeah.
Oh, nah, we ain't doing that. No. That's even worse. That's insult to injury. You're right. Trying to switch it up.
That's when they really drag you.
Yeah, I'm too dark-skinned to be fronting. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here. I'm apparently black. But so we go out there, and I'm on the lookout. I get to the currency exchange. There's a brother behind the thing. I say, yo, what's up, man? What's the? And then he give me my kroners. I say, yo, what's the racism situation?
What's the rate on the racism right now?
What's the racism?
I got the currency rate, but I want to know what the racism rate is.
Nah, but he hit me with the international. Nah. They love brothers out here with the thumbs up. I said, good looking out. Made sure my lady didn't see that. I said, all right, we stepped off into the world. Went to a couple other places. I definitely got a couple other racism reports. They were conflicting. But we go to Christiana, to the spot where it all took place.
Scene of the crime.
You know what I mean? Got my phone tucked because I don't want no problems, but I want to see what's cracking. Soon as I walk in, I do see those signs that say explicitly, no photos. It says it a few times.
No running.
It might have been one other day. It was no photos, no running. Let me give you a little heads up on the thing, though. It's like there's this place on there called Pusher Street where they, I guess they got all types of, you know, they got definitely like, you know, like weed and hash. Very like Amsterdam. They're pushing. It's very heavy-handed, right? But now this is the funny thing. They're a little dramatic about it. They're like, they got these huge, you know, when you go camouflaging and shit, and they got like those little nets that you put over or you go hunting. Mm-hmm. They got these booths with this camouflage shit on it. And then the people behind the booths got masks on. They got the weed out, but they got masks. It's so like
it's
way,
like a dope deal in Disney.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little too dramatic for just some marijuana. But when I walk up into the spot, first thing I see besides those signs is a huge poster of Talib Kweli.
What?
Now that bugged me out. I wanted to take a photo, but again, I don't want no problems. So now I didn't know what that
was. It like a trophy?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if that was a trophy. I don't know if that was a, like, listen, it's all good.
A cautionary tale.
I don't know if it was a listen. He don't, got don't be another
don't,
one.
Don't be Quali.
Yeah, don't be Quali. I don't know it was, but it was.
Was it a flyer? What was the?
No, it was a poster. I think it was a poster for him doing a show. I forget exact, but it was a full on poster of Taleb Quali. I said, oh shit!
Damn, you should have got that picture.
I wanted
you
to,
need
but
some
I don't
think.
Glass
I
think, or yeah,
some
I think,
shit.
Yeah, I think the stakes was a little too high, but Copenhagen was cool, man. It was chilly as fuck out there. You know, we had a couple chilly days. We went to Copenhagen. It's nice. It looks fly. It looks real old school, you know, kind
clean,
of.
Clean, clean city?
I guess, yeah, it's decent. It's not a dirty city. It's not a dirty city. It's not like it's not like Montreal or nothing where it just feels sterile. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? It feels like a ship, like a shipyard type of town. Like, it's not dirty, but it's like it's well worn. People out there, you know, like they got some fly shit in there.
It's lived in.
How'd you get around? Walk, foot, car?
A little bit of all of that, man. Walking, a lot of walking. They got a good subway system out there. You know what I mean? You know, they got a nice little transportation. Dude, they're not fucked up out there. Like, their shit is, they got everything. They got everything. You go down this one block, I forget. I mean, they got all of the hot stores. Bottega, Gucci. There's a Gucci right next to an Urban Outfitters, which is interesting. You know what I mean? Like, they got what you want. You know, food is a little hit or miss, you know, because they from out there, like, where everything's pickled. It's a lot of herring and shit like that, and I'm not into that. We had a Danish, because when you go to Denmark, you're supposed to get a Danish. You know what I mean? The Danish game was on fire. You know.
What's the best meal you had? You were like, whoa.
We went to this one little spot. I can't, you know, I can't pronounce many of these places. I forget. It's something crazy. And but it was like, it was two guys in there. It's like a bar and a grill, but it's kind of small. You know what I mean? It's two guys in there. One guy does all the cooking. The other guy mans the bar.
Hilarious.
They both look like two, like, Liam Neeson types. You know what I mean? Like, on some taking shit. Like, they older, but don't fuck with them because they might have a weapon on them. Right. Under, you know what I mean? Food was great. A good little duck situation with, like, some good rustic vegetables cooked up
locally
nice.
Locally grown.
Whole shit felt very local. Like, you know, they drinking beer out of steins and shit. Like, that was cool.
What's a stein?
You know, them big-ass mugs like, the ornate-looking shit. They call them beer steins. So they got, you know how you used to see cats in the old days. Like, don't get me to, you know, I got to use Hagar. Remember Hagar, the comic?
Yeah. The cartoon.
Hagar, the
Viking.
Horrible.
The Viking. Dude.
The Viking.
This is
up there, Scandinavia era. You know, it's a lot of Viking action.
Right.
So it reminded me of the whole Vikings with the big beer stuff. Hurr! Doom, 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 doom. It's a lot of that type of energy. Food was bananas. That was probably the only spot. There was a McDonald's out there. I got a Big Mac just to see if it tasted any different. Same shit.
Do you have anything else on the menu that wasn't?
They
that
had
was
some other. They had like a. They didn't have anything like low. Like, when I went to Amsterdam, they had like the McCroquette, you know, because they do croquettes out there. This spot, they had like a chicken sandwich called like a Legion, some shit like that.
No McRibs.
No McRibs. Shout out to the Aura.
And then
we'll get to that.
Yeah. What's the vibe like? Were the people friendly? Were they distant? What was the cultural vibe like in terms of how you felt?
What I saw immediately is the people was like in a hurry. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Maybe, you know, I'm not going to front. When I leave New York, I get my full tourism hat on. You know, I'm taking photos of everything. I'm stopping. I'm looking. And I seen a lot of, you know, people just shuffling by like, all right, I mean, my man. You know what I mean? A lot of that type of energy.
Ass out the way.
Yeah, when the fuck is shit? You know, it's a lot of that. But they have this thing, the culture, because it's so cold up there. Their culture, there's a name for it. I forget, haga or something like that. But it translates to cozy. It's all about being cozy out there. Like, their whole shit is about being cozy. They got this little drink out there called glug that we had a few times, which is kind of like a mulled wine, like chilled wine with, like, I guess, like apples and almonds and shit, the bottom of the thing, raisins and shit. It's pretty good because it keeps you nice and warm and it give you a little lightweight buzz, you know.
You know what I'm saying? For the people who can't see D, he's actually doing a wine.
Yeah,
a little wine motion.
Mixing.
Yeah,
like,
one of those. Goblet.
But
it wasn't even in a goblet. It's in a good cup, like a Starbucks
like
cup.
Like a black sommelier or something.
Yeah, you know. But they had a lot of shit. It's also, they're big about well, it's a couple things. They're huge on Christmas. Like, Christmas is the shit out there. So there's this
place. That ain't where they do that racist little...
I think that's Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, okay.
Yeah.
All right, continue.
Nah. I don't want to hear any more of this shit. But now they got this little spot like Tivoli Gardens, and it's like this... this huge amusement park that goes on all night, closes at midnight. We went up in there. That shit was cool. It was out there. We was on, you know, a quick little run.
That's how you do a weekend.
How long you out there for?
I was out there from a good Friday to Monday. I flew back, and then the story continues. I touch back down and I gotta go straight to Minneapolis.
Word.
So I'm coming back to good old balmy New York City for a couple hours from cold ass Copenhagen to fly back out to fucking extremely cold fucking Minneapolis. That shit was
another
cold.
Another
Viking area. Exactly, the Vikings.
You know what I'm saying?
The hilarious. Adrian Petersons.
You know what I'm saying?
So I get out there, it's cold as shit to me. Because everyone else is like, this shit ain't even cold. You know what I mean? Like, they get down to about 30 below.
Did you bring your parka out? You brought your parka?
Oh, yeah. I brought some long john bottoms just to be case. I ain't put them on, but I definitely had them in the tuck. But I go out there to do, I did a week at Acme, and that shit was great, man. Shout out to everybody that was there. Shout out to everybody that came through, all the In The Conversation fans that came out. This cat named Leah and this lady, I think her name was Aaliyah. They came out. It was with great shows from the Tuesday all the way to the Saturday. It was bananas. That whole club, it's one of the best clubs in the country, and it lives up to the reputation from the staff all the way down to the comics, man. Shout out to Mike Early. Shout out to Shannon Paul and Mike Lester, you know, holding me down, man. It was a good time. We had some fun out there. You know, I got to move about in the city, had some mean-ass wings. Two places with some mean-ass wings, some of the best wings in my life. There's a spot called Runyon's. They make a good traditional buffalo
deep fried
wing.
Or baked?
Nah, it's like a fried, but it's not breaded though.
Like a buffalo style.
Like a buffalo style fried with no breading and then tossed in the sauce. Bananas. Then there's another spot called the Monte Carlo that makes a good Asian dry rub wing. If you are anywhere near Minneapolis, you go over there, you check that shit out, and you report back. You let me know that I ain't talking that bullshit. That shit is official.
A-fish.
With an A. Yeah.
Is that where the Mall of America's at, Minnesota?
That's Bloomington. That's awesome. Where I was last time. Okay. Yeah, that's a whole nother thing. That's a little remote situation. Yeah, Minneapolis is more the city.
See Prince.
I didn't see Prince.
Prince is out there?
Yeah, Prince is from there.
He the fucking
He's
king.
The pride of that shit. Yeah.
I'm the king of that place.
I'm detached.
Nah.
Purple Rain.
I do have to say this, though. You know, I want to, and I talk about it on stage, man. I want to send my energy out there to the black community out there, because it's kind of, there's some shit going on out there. You know, there was a shooting death of a guy named Jamar Clark, who was allegedly handcuffed when he was shot by the cops. No one knows exactly what happened. There's supposedly a video that's being, you know, suppressed until, I guess, the proper investigation.
Implemented.
So it's a lot of Black Lives Matter action out there. Like, there's a lot of protesting out there. So much so that Black Lives Matter is the most Googled search term in Minnesota, the entire state. It's pretty interesting.
Damn. So how does it feel out there?
It's
I'm sure you was in a room that was mixed.
Yeah. But this is the thing. Minnesota, a couple times I've been, I did House of Comedy out there in Bloomington. I've done Acme. Minnesota is a little, it could get a little sensitive, a little PC sometimes anyway. As a friend of mine, shout out to Sylvie, she was saying, you know, Minnesotans, and she's a Minnesotan, they like to think they're liberal, but, you know, they get very sensitive about shit. So it was some tense moments in the room, you know, like, you know, the crowds were largely white. There will be some black people out there, you know, little peoples of my black folks in there. And when you would speak on certain things, it was like a rally. It was like, it felt like, yeah, it was one of those. Like, you know, it was a tense moment. It was interesting. Right. You know, but...
Was it polarizing, or were they all on board?
Nah, it wasn't polar. It get uncomfortable, but you know, sometimes comedy get there. Yeah, sometimes, I mean, it's...
The reason I'm asking is because as a comic, you know, you set up your premise, and then when the audience is that responsive to it,
yeah.
you kind of, oh, okay, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it was a striking reaction,
yeah.
But... You got to stay true to, you know, what you wrote. You know what I'm saying? I didn't write this shit with these people in mind. Like, you know, I'm traveling this shit all over the world. And it's not, mm-hmm. You know, it is what it is. It strikes a chord because of what's going on.
Right.
But it's not like this shit ain't true. I wouldn't be talking about it if it wasn't going on. It's an issue. And it's a very uncomfortable issue.
No, so. I guess my question was more so, because, you know, you're going to do the joke regardless.
Yep.
My question more so is that did you find yourself getting hyped by the energy? Like, okay, all right.
I found myself.
I'm putting a little gusto in this joke right now. Now you just
tried to stay true to the delivery. Like I ain't going panda. You know what I mean? Because you got to just stay true to what it is, and you don't want to lean any certain type of way. Because I still want to, you know, I want everybody to understand. This the whole thing is.
Yeah.
You need some empathy in this whole shit because we are more connected than we are, you know, apart. You know what I'm saying? So people need to know that. But you know, overall, man, it was a good ass time. It was just fucking.
I'm
cold
always hesitant.
And shit.
I'm always hesitant to open with that material. Like I'll start light and then I'll get into it later on.
Yeah, you figure out where you put it. You don't want to. Yeah, you might not want to crack it up because you might turn the people.
You're right,
off.
Right. So I'll do some light for the first 10 minutes. Then I'll be like, you know, then I'll get into the heavier stuff.
You got controversial jokes.
I got a few actually. You know, we all have our own way of doing it, but I try not to do it up front though because I feel like. They still haven't gotten to because when they know you're funny, like oh, this dude's funny, they give you a lot more legitimacy later on to play around with heavier subjects.
Yeah. So, but that was cool, man. I had a fucking great time out there, man. Shout out to Acme, man. Shout out to everybody, Lewis Lee, the whole squad over there. You know, Lauren, Eric, Derek, the whole everybody, man. It was a good time, man. We had fun out there.
True indeed. You know? True indeed.
You know, but I'm back. You know, I'm back. I gotta be honest with you. I appreciate this global warming. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm spoiled by it at this point, man. I don't like cold weather no more.
My gas bill, appreciate it.
Yeah.
Was it 65 right now in New York?
Something ridiculous.
60-something. You going down to 50.
You can fuck around cookout on Christmas.
Christmas is going to be, 74.
You cook out just off the strength.
I got a neighbor that cook out on Christmas anyway. Really? I mean, he cook out. It could be a blizzard.
That's
and
hilarious.
As soon as the snow finished falling, and it's a beautiful sight, actually, he'll come out in his courtyard and fire up the grill. And it'd be all that white snow all around, and he'd just be in there. It's, you know, it's actually some cool shit to see.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do it, but he's the type of person that like grilling. So I like to see it. I like to smell it. It give you a nice little,
little counterbalance.
Yeah, like
little flavor to the neighborhood.
Yeah,
little
flavor roast. To the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but shout out to Mr. Percy.
Shout out to Mr. Percy.
Oh, man. That's a great name.
What's up? Great name. Speaking of, not Percy. But what's up with your boy? Well, it's been a couple foibles. Good. Foibles, faux pas. It's been a lot of shit going on.
What are you talking about? Your boy Steve?
There's Steve. Let's talk about Steve first. So
I thought this was epic.
We all see it. I'm sure we all see it on the internet.
Epic.
Yeah, man. So Steve Harvey was hosting the 2015 Miss Universe.
Whose host game is on fire right now?
He's been hosting for, I mean, he is the Family Feud host.
Yeah. Right. He's a TV show host, his own joint.
He got a host of the radio show.
Kings of Comedy hosted.
Hosting.
He's a host.
He's an official host.
He's a host.
He's bona fide. He's been in the game.
Host. Got a great resume.
Okay, so he gets, it's time to reveal the winner.
For Miss
Universe.
The event.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Miss Universe.
This is the universe.
This isn't the universe. This ain't even America. This
ain't local.
This is Pluto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is
Pluto
like
might have been.
Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets the card and he gives the award to, I believe,
Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, Columbia was only the first runner up.
Correct.
Now, this makes it an awkward moment because now at this point, Miss Columbia is wearing the crown. She got the
crown
on.
Got the
waving.
Yeah, waving, hitting that hard.
Got the sash on.
Her Columbia contingent is going bananas.
They are going crazy.
The cartels are shooting, busting shots. And now,
shout out to Pablo.
And Philippines looking defeated, you know.
Oh, super defeated. Columbia is like, I can't believe it. Oh, my goodness. This is a dream come true.
At that point, Steve, as this is happening, Steve walks away.
PA producers is in his ear. Steve!
Steve walks away. Steve walks away.
Steve! What's up? What you need, boy?
Can you read the card again?
you fucked that up, son.
Yeah. it's actually Columbia's first runner-up, Miss Philippines.
And I know Steve was like, was this live?
Yeah, it's okay.
Was it recorded? No,
but when you see it,
he plays it cool.
No. But
I love the walk back though.
No, but when you see it, Columbia? You can see the defeat.
Oh hell yeah!
You know Steve Harvey is a peacock.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
He's confident. Yes. Poked down. Yeah, he's walking
with
a
strong bottom walk.
Yeah. A strong bell bottom.
Strong. You know, his bell bottoms be flipping in the way.
Ka-ka-gang, ka-ka-gang.
Think like a man.
With them gators.
Yeah. That's that
Steve
Cleveland.
Steve was bent over, dog.
Yeah.
If you look at the video, you can see his body language. He was hunched over. He was about 4 feet tall.
And he got to take it away.
And he was waiting for Columbia to like kind of her energy to die down a bit. And he was creeping over ever so slow. Like, oh, I got to tell her.
And you don't really want to disappoint Columbia. You see what happens in the past.
In the soccer games, you might get your ass.
Shit. So basically he has to go, he says, listen, I made a mistake. I apologize. Now what I paid attention to in the video, and I was happy that he didn't have to do it. They had a woman who took the crown off of Columbia and gave it to the film. They didn't have Steve do that.
He didn't have to put it on in the first place.
Okay, cool. Because it was a woman that had to decrown the other one. Because when I caught it, I didn't see who crowned in the first place. But I was just like, please don't let Steve have to be the one to snatch this woman's crown off. So they decrowned fucking Miss Columbia, hit Miss Philippines. And then, now what makes it even funny.
So much here.
Well, it's a couple things. One, I don't really particularly think Steve was in the wrong. Right. I'm sure we've all seen a JPEG of the card. The winner is right where your thumb would be.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, the winner don't look like the winner on the card. If the winner is the winner should be
up top.
Bing. Bold, big font. This is the winner.
Right.
This that shit looks
some little.
Yeah. So I kind of give him a pass, but now where Steve fucked up again, Steve sends out a tweet. An apologetic.
And he misspelled.
He misspells
all
Colombia
and Philippines.
And Philippines.
Emphatically.
Philippians. Columbia University.
Man. Twitter got busy with Steve.
I mean, you're going to catch it anyway. But Steve, he's dragged multiple people in his, you know what I'm saying, on his show. And,
oh, right.
And
true.
You know what I'm saying? He's a comedian. So.
Right.
It's his job.
And he's been dragged a bit.
And he, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be able to withstand.
He's polarized a few with that thing. Yeah, like a man.
I just think the whole shit was cursed anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Why you say that?
Because after Trump said the stupid shit about the Mexicans, you know what I'm saying? The original hosts started dropping out.
Right.
It was another black host that was supposed to do it that dropped out.
Oh, it was a black guy? I thought it was Mexican guy.
No, it was a black guy that dropped out originally. Mm-hmm. And then, you know what I'm saying?
Wayne Brady. Okay, sounds about
right. You know what I'm saying?
Why did he drop out?
Because Trump said stupid shit about Mexicans.
Yeah.
You don't know about that?
No, I know about that. I'm trying to
Trump owns the Miss Universe pack.
And so Wayne was like, "Listen, I'm not
so
rocking."
So it was a lot of people that was like disconnected.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Univision said they wasn't going to broadcast.
Gotcha.
Big thing.
Steve was like, "I got to get that bag."
So, Steve came in last minute. I take that bag.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? That bag came with, you know, a lot of baggage.
Survey says.
Survey motherfucker says.
Whew.
So, you know what I'm saying? He took the cursed bag.
Yeah.
And, you know, he got the results.
Or do you think
it was a troll?
It was a troll to get more viewership on some Miss Universe.
Man. Hilarious.
It could have been a troll.
I doubt it, but I don't think
Steve would have signed up for the troll unless the bag was that damn great.
that might have been a big bam laundry bag.
Heavy bag.
Yeah.
Speaking
of the troll, R. Kelly was on a good Huffington Post live this week, and yesterday actually.
But to preface, his live situation has always been
never worked out.
Never worked out for him.
R. Kelly?
R. Kelly.
His live situation?
Live tweeting, interviews.
Live interviews.
Live tweets.
Really? Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's
the, since
he had
since
the other
incident.
Yeah, the incident where he was like, well, don't you think that dating young girls, teenagers is
what
inappropriate?
What do you mean?
Oh, like, by teenager, what age do you mean?
Any teenager.
Damn.
So already,
how young of a teen?
So troubled R. Kelly. alleged pedophile who beat the case or mistrial on the case, peed on a young girl. I seen the video.
You seen it?
I seen the video when it came out.
Was it hell?
Want to shout anybody out for the tape or no?
It looked just like him. I say that. I don't know. I don't want no problems with the boy, but it looked just like him. And the video I see, this is back in the day when it was still on VHS. Mm-hmm. Video I seen, it was about four women on there. And I was with him all the way to the fourth woman because all the other women was grown women. And I was like, all right, Kels. And then it's this one girl that looks, juvenile. Mm-hmm. And he's passing on her. And it's it's not what you want. Now, the shit fucked him up for a while. It affected him as it should, you know?
Mm-hmm.
However,
Jesus
he stepped back and rebounded with a good step in the name of love,
mm-hmm.
which was, it kind of calmed the detractors, made some of them dance.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of seemed like he was working his way back. Now he was just a rumored pedophile. He was right. One of the few pedophiles out there in the world
mm-hmm.
that was kind of getting, I guess, a second shot at things. Or rumored pedophiles. There's a few. Roman Polanski, mm-hmm. who had to leave, he had to flee the country.
Right. Woody Allen?
Woody. Who's still out here?
Right. Michael.
Michael, who's dead. And then others.
He's going to bring Michael into the comments.
No, we're talking about the famous.
I know.
This whole topic.
Eddie.
Damn.
So, Jared from Subway.
Jared from Subway.
But
who's
doing
not
his
flourishing?
Time. He's doing his time.
He's out there. He's in jail.
He's going ahead and
doing
his time.
He ain't got no records.
So you say you need a good record to beat the case?
I mean, a hit
definitely makes people forget a lot of shit.
Yeah, make them forget. Just for a while, hold them off.
Right.
Hold them off. Now, he, yesterday, has a new album out called Buffet.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And new album out called Buffet. And he was on Huffington Post Live. Now, I remember logging on to my internet early in the morning, and I'm going through the Twitters, mm-hmm. and I'm seeing people tweet, R. Kelly's going to be on HuffPost Live. I can't wait. And then they HuffPost,
they know, they
HuffPost
know.
Live says, hey, we're going to have R. Kelly on. Tweet us your questions.
Getting ready for the dragon.
Everybody. The shit was going on at 1:30. I'm looking at Twitter around maybe 10 o'clock. Everybody, this motherfucker's talking about, yo, I might have to skip work. I might have to switch my lunch. Like, everybody knows this is going to be an epic situation.
Epic dragging.
Absolutely. So, we make it to the thing. I saw the I didn't watch it live. I saw the clip, and because I had to go somewhere, so I come back online. R. Kelly walks out of HuffPost Live interview. I'm like, all right, that seems like that was bound to happen.
That was what you expected.
But
I don't know. Who does R. Kelly's PR?
I think I know, or I used to know. I don't want to put nobody out there anybody, even anybody that don't even do publicity would know, hey, wait a minute.
R. Kelly really don't really need to do interviews no
more. Not at this point, especially not with his situation.
He just need a whatever friendly DJ.
Yeah.
If that's what he's going to do, that's what he need to put, get all his information through one DJ like Hove and Angie Martinez.
Yeah, let your fans just buy it, you know, in secrecy.
Just let it be what it is. You putting out music, if people want to fuck with it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't fuck with it.
But don't put yourself out there. So, you put yourself out there for people to tweak their questions.
No doubt.
So now, the interview, it's interesting. It starts off, first of all, interesting enough, the interviewer, I forget her name. I'm not sure, so I'm not even going to take an attempt at it. We're going to have our people on it. But She's an English woman, and she has an English accent, and, you know, so it's already a little interesting juxtaposition, because you got the English, like, accent with Chi-Town. And,
with broken English.
Yeah, the aura.
But, you know.
And she starts off, she says, you know, we're talking about, you know, you and you know, you're highly acclaimed, you've been in the game for a while, you know, However, this album isn't really selling as good as the previous album. What do you think that is? Hold on one second. What's the lady's name?
The lady's name is... Jesus, it just popped up. Hold on.
Anyway.
Fumble!
No, I got a Caroline Motoresi Tarani.
Shout out to her with that long ass name. She needs to go by C. Murder or something. So Caroline says, notice that this Buffet album's not doing as good as your previous work. And any reason that you think that that could be going on, he says, well, people are downloading illegally, You give me a t-shirt for free if it's in my size, I'll take it.
The metrics are different now.
The metrics, it's about the metrics.
About the metrics, right.
So she says, what do you think about some fans feeling conflicted? Teeing up a few questions. Mm-hmm. Conflicted? I don't really know what you're talking about. She says, "Well, can I go to Twitter and I want to read? I want to read from one of your fans." So she goes to the Twitters, and I'm paraphrasing, but the tweet is, "Would you allow R. Kelly to babysit your daughter?" Fuck no. And she says this, "Fuck no." But is his music fire? Hell yeah. So then she looks at him. What do you think of that? And he's first thing that was funny to me, he says, oh, we could curse on this? He says, well, fuck them. And then it goes down from there. They're going back and forth. Kelly's on the defensive. He's like, listen, I'm not here for this. If you keep hitting me with these type of questions, this negativity, I'm going to take off this mic and I'm going to leave and I'm probably going to go downstairs and I'm going to walk. Maybe there's a McDonald's open.
Hopefully they got a McRib.
Hopefully the McRib is out, which is a classic.
I just picture the producer giving the thumbs up to Caroline, just like, great, great job.
You did it.
You know, these journalists, they come in, they can't wait for a situation like that.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
It's gold.
They can't wait. You know what I mean? So, like I said, I don't understand, how he even set himself up for that, and why he didn't expect it to come.
Yeah. I don't understand that shit either.
His people must not read Twitter.
See, my thinking is, and I hate to, I'm always conspiracy theory.
You think it's the troll?
Think R. Kelly actually wanted something like this?
No.
Like a blowout, he could walk out, get some attention, get the album moving?
Not that type of attention. Okay. I don't think that's the type of attention you want.
He would have just did some shit on stage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He know how to do that.
What you think?
The motherfucker's a freak, and it's fucked up. And he's a musical genius on the other side of the table.
Ain't that some shit?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is the same motherfucker made I Believe I Could Fly.
Yeah.
They'll play that shit in church right now.
Shit at graduations.
You know what I'm saying? Graduations, church.
Across many different demographics.
And, it's fucked up if you think about, whoever made its personal life, but that could be said in a lot of things.
A whole lot of
fucking Bill Cosby made the Cosby Show, and don't make the Cosby Show any less.
Still part of the or one of the greatest sitcoms.
They trying to lean on it.
They're trying to lean on it.
But then the thing is, the writing is still excellent. The comedy's still great.
The actors did a great job. The storylines were beneficial to humanity. Motherfucker, you on one hand and the other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Mm. R. Kelly made some hits. And he just shit. He made my college years. Woo.
Have you purchased
Honey Love in the damn club and you 19 and have in you, college?
Have you felt conflicted about supporting R. Kelly since the allegations?
I haven't bought no R. Kelly since forever.
Yeah. But since well before the allegations.
You know what I'm saying? Shit.
I haven't bought any R. Kelly.
I ain't bought no R. Kelly. Yeah. I understand the situation, and fuck no, I don't want my daughter nowhere within 6-10 miles of R. Kelly.
Damn, man.
But you know what I'm saying?
You got some jamming.
I believe I could fly is a great teaching tool.
Wait, so is Buffet out or?
Yeah, Buffet's out.
And you guys heard it yet or not?
I haven't heard. Title kind of nervous to me. Weird ass titles anyway.
The thing about him, man, he know certain demos. He understands wherever he's writing it for specific situations, and he knows how to do that very well. You know what I'm saying? Like, who the fuck gonna write a song called The Key to Ignition? You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? And then say toot toot, get a beep beep. Like, a choo-choo is a train.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Key to Ignition is a car. But the people he wrote that shit for fucking got that shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They got the fucking
shit. That's a great break conviction.
That was a great break.
You got the key to Ignition.
Hot and fresh out the kitchen.
That shit hard. You know what I'm saying?
I'm drunk.
But at the same time, like I'm saying, the man, he don't write shit that's out of his zone. You know what I'm saying? If he could sing, I Believe I Could Fry, and I Believe I Could Fly.
I Could Fry.
I Believe I Could Fry.
And Key to Ignition.
I Believe I Can Batter That Fish. And think about it.
And write the shit for Michael Jackson.
Which one did he write for Michael Jackson?
One of them shits that sound like I Believe I Could Fly.
Gave him I Believe I Could Fly.
Chris gonna find it. And
I Believe I Could Fly tight.
Shit, goddamn, R. Kelly wrote the goddamn song.
Celine Dion, right?
He wrote this song for the Life soundtrack. He did the whole Life soundtrack.
He wrote a lot of shit.
Life.
But
then he wrote this song for Maxwell and produced it, that Fortunate record.
Oh, yeah.
That was out when I proposed to my wife.
That's a tough record,
you know what I'm saying? I bought my wife a bracelet with Fortunate on that shit, nigga. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? R. Kelly done wrote some shit.
R. Kelly done permeated it to everyone's life.
Everything. But then he go and do, you know what I'm saying? His personal life so shit. Fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
It's like, golly.
R. Kelly wrote You Are Not Alone for Michael Jackson.
You are not alone.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
You Are Not Alone. Was that some cryptic shit? Was he telling Mike, listen, Mike, I know your pain.
Maybe. Maybe.
I'll be there with you anyway.
Maybe.
But he's
a master at falling into a situation and creating something creative out of that shit.
Shit, look at that whole Trapped in the Closet. Well, I don't even know how long that epic span. Yeah, that was a. I don't even know what you call that. Was
the Iliad and the Odyssey.
Exactly.
That's what you call that shit.
Call it Greek tragedy.
You know what I'm saying?
In the closet.
I was trapped in the closet.
R. Kelly is a Greek tragedy.
Yo. Yeah, he's definitely one, man. Shit. Before we get out of here, man. First of all, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays, y'all, for real.
To all of the In The Conversation listeners. I hope you get what you're looking for. Hope you enjoy yourself. Hope you're around, you know, hopefully around
loved ones.
Or content with what you get.
Or content, or, you know.
It ain't about what you get,
nah,
man.
It's the people you with.
Where you at, who you with, and how you feel about yourself.
That's 100%
true.
How about that? You know what I'm saying?
But if you happen to get something you like.
Exactly. And if you don't, put yourself in front of the television a good 5 p.m. because it's going to be that Golden State versus Cleveland game.
Oh, no doubt.
That's going to be a hot one.
That's going to be a hot one.
That's going to be woo. Well,
I know what that's going to I'm going to be at my wife's auntie's house.
Okay.
And it's going to be a lot of beer. What's
food?
The name of them mugs? I need to go.
A good stein.
I should be gifting people. I don't even celebrate Christmas. Go in gifting people with steins.
With a big beer stein. That'll be the one.
Because that's what it's going to be going down.
Yeah.
Up in there.
Yeah.
A lot of broken English.
Okay.
A lot of cuss words.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Fish frying? Nah.
Well, she do a lot of different things. She do fry some fish. It might even be some damn chitlins involved.
Okay.
But I think they killed the chitlin gang. When I first got my wife,
yeah,
they was on the chitlin gang. They real was on heavy, the pig. Heavy.
When I first got my wife.
I can't kiss you after you had a chitlin.
Oh, my goodness. They, you know what I'm saying? She wouldn't eat them, per se.
Uh-huh.
First couple of years maybe, but after that she wouldn't eat them. But Lord have mercy, they be cooking them chitlins up in there.
You can't cook chitlins on the low.
Ain't no low with chitlins.
Nah. This is in New York where they?
No, this is in Atlanta. Chitlins is loud,
it's the original loud.
That's the original loud.
Oh, that's hot. That's it right there.
It's the original loud.
That is it.
Anyway. So, you know, that's what we're going to be doing.
Oh, shit.
But, you know what I'm saying, if you out there enjoying your holidays, please.
My Dominican background, what is chitlin?
You know, chitlins are pig intestines.
We have a different
what
department.
Y'all call it?
Mondongo.
Yeah, mondongo. That sounds
even
worse.
That's what it
smells
like.
Mondongo.
That's what it sounds like, mondongo.
Mondongo.
But if you're out there doing your Christmas shopping, please protect your neck.
Yeah, be careful.
You know what I'm saying? I kind of got, you know, a little credit card fraud on me.
Talk
you know
about it.
They got me, you know what I'm saying, with the electronic get your card in the air type shit, so protect yourself.
Uh-huh. I think it's called the RF RF something scan.
RFD scan, yeah. You know what I'm saying? They could just be standing near you to get your card info, so, you know.
They sell some type of sleeve to put your cards in there, right?
Yeah, they got different kind of wallets and stuff, but I just got hip to all that after I got last night.
That's what I inform you. A good L will make you go to the library.
The beauty of the Apple Pay, too.
You know what I'm saying?
On the phone, you know, it blocks all that.
Until they take your phone.
Until you get your iTunes info. But anyway, shout out to Citibank for catching that shit early. You know what I'm saying? They only got me for 100 before they, you know what I'm saying, went crazy. You know, they tried to get me for a whole lot more, but, you know, Citibank was on the case.
There you go.
You know.
Charge that to the game.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I get it back. You know what I'm saying? Don't be charging shit to my game. Fuck that. No tips. No motherfucking
it
gifts.
It ain't a game.
No, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no game.
We going into overtime. I'm getting my shit back.
I'm getting mine back.
All right.
Holla at you.
Well, listen, before we get out of here, why don't we tell them where we gonna be?
I'm in the city, man. Through New Year's, I'm working the city clubs in the city. Stand comic strip,
okay.
The standing room. So just check out the website. I'm in the city, and
there it is, Muhammad.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be down in the ATL. Then I'm gonna be in Florida for a quick sec, North Florida, but by the Pensacola area. So if you out that way, holla at your boy.
All right.
Then I'll be back in the city, ready to get this 2016 all the way cracking.
There you go. I'll be out here in the city too, man. I'll be around Stand Up New York, New York Comedy Club, man. I'm a few places. Hit the good website, DamianLemon.com. Also, man, touch base with us on not just the SoundCloud, but hit up that Facebook fan page. Facebook.com/ in the conversation, man.
Hashtag Twitter.
Yeah, all of that, man. Talk to us. We want to talk to you. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to get in the conversation. We out. Oh, tell your enemies too.